pivot. There. How's that for professionally saying, shut the fuck up? Mandy might let us fight, but there are some lines I shouldn't cross. Telling my coworker to shove a butt plug up his ass is probably one of them. He scowls at me and leans back in his chair so hard it creaks in protest.
Pivot away, Dory.
I ignore him purposely, messing up my name and eye the selection of toys. There are fleshlights, high-end dildos, vibrators, nipple clamps, chokers and collars, blindfolds, ball gags, handcuffs, and more. Oh, and can't forget the butt plugs. Pushing out of my chair, I reach across the table and grab the mask. Arnold scoffs. Maybe it's time to revisit impaling him on a plug. The mask is made of soft satin or silk, and I run my fingers over it. They're not only selling toys, right? As I glance around, Jane nods at me in encouragement. Smiling at my work bestie, I continue. It's an experience. The mask, the vibrators, the freaking butt plugs, they're all part of sexual exploration. It's sexy self-discovery. It's enticing. Mandy stops next to me and I glance at her. She takes the mask from my hands.
Good. This is good. I want everyone to run with this for the client meeting next week. Bring your best work.
She glances at Arnold.
More than butt plugs.
He frowns and nods, pushing away from the table as everyone else stands. I start to gather my things, but Mandy's hand falls on my forearm.
I'd like to talk to you.
Shit. Did I take it too far? Nerves swim in my stomach as everyone makes a quick exit. Jane shoots me a questioning look, which I return with a shrug. She twists her mouth to the side but slips away, leaving me alone with Mandy. My boss is a beta with long, glossy brunette hair and a clear complexion. She wears just enough makeup to highlight the pretty streaks of green in her hazel eyes, and her outfit is banging. A tight black and white pencil skirt with a sheer white button-up top over a silky black camisole.
So?
She begins, gently setting the mask on the table.
You seem to already have a feel for what Good Vibes wants. We were invited to a special event featuring their line of products.
What, like an orgy? I ask before I can bite my tongue. She chuckles.
Not exactly. Have you heard of After Dark?
You mean the exclusive, incredibly expensive sex club that opened in the bottom levels of Town Bank? The building where the rich come to buy mansions on the upper floors and go to play on the lower floors?
That's the one,
she says with a grin.
The club is partnering with Good Vibes for a month to help promote the launch of the new line, the same line we're pitching.
My eyebrows rise. It's smart to court the sex club clientele. Okay, what does this have to do with me?
I wanted to see if you were interested in going to see the products in action.
My jaw drops open and I fumble for words for a second. Sorry, are you asking me to go to a sex club? For work? She pulls a face.
Well, when you say it like that, it sounds creepy, but essentially, yes. I'm offering you an opportunity to research the product and how it's used. If you aren't comfortable, I could ask Arnold.
I'll do it, I say quickly. Fuck that guy. He'd probably try to find someone to try a butt plug on, and I have a feeling he wouldn't be nice about it. Mandy tips her head.
You really don't like him, do you?
I press my lips together, unsure of what to say. Mandy is cool, but she's still my boss.
Right,
she says after a moment.
Well, we've secured two spots for our firm tomorrow night. You can invite someone to go with you, and so you're at ease. Whatever happens at After Dark stays at After Dark. There are confidentiality agreements in place. Of course, it would be good to see how experiencing the line influences your pitch, but there's no need to come back and brief the team.
Oh, thank fuck. I should have asked before agreeing, but I was too set on Arnold not getting the fun assignment. Do you know how it works? I've never been to one. She shrugs.
Me either, but they sent over an informational packet and some paperwork.
Studying my